Moving on, as schools today officially break off for the third term holidays, head teachers in Kapalabyong district have been rallied to draw up duty rosters for the holiday period in ensuring continuous oversight and security of the school premises. This was made by Stephen Olinga, the district education officer, Kapalabyong, emphasizing the need of protecting school property and maintaining essential operations while learners are and staff are away. According to him, schools remain vulnerable to vandalism, theft and damage during the long holiday breaks. He says making consistent supervision is critical and head teachers are expected to allocate responsibilities among staff, ensuring that each school has personnel available throughout the holiday season to monitor facilities, responding to emergencies and keeping basic services running. He notes that this measure is not intended to burden teachers but to promote shared responsibility and safeguarding public assets.
Make a timetable. There should be someone at school so that the school is protected. This is also the time when some people end up taking advantage when there is nobody at school to fix school property, like furniture, like anything they see around the school. So I would like to appeal to my head teachers, one, to make a timetable that a timetable or a duty rota. Who should be at school this week, the other week? We call that one a duty rota for the teachers during the course of the holiday. Then also make a duty rota for the members of the school management committee, members of PTA, to keep visiting the school each day such that they monitor what goes on. You're also aware that during this period of time, there is a lot of wind blowing. Anything can happen in the school, an iron sheet can be blown or whatever. So if you are not there, once the iron sheet is blown, it exposes the school to so many dangers for people to see what is inside. So I make my appeal for you, head teachers, to make those duty rota so that our schools are protected, they are safe.
On a similar note, he calls on the community members around the school premises to avoid grazing animals at school compounds during this holiday.
This is also the time I ask all the parents, and especially those who are neighboring the school, not to go and graze in the school compound. Because when you graze in the school compound, the animals drop down there, the animals enter classrooms. If the classrooms are not lockable, and damage furniture and put it down in the classrooms, which makes our classrooms look dirty. So that is my appeal. Let us all join an effort to ensure that our schools are very safe, so that when next year comes, when our children come, then they should find the schools clean and safe for them to learn.